The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act will mean over $17 million for projects on both the Chugach and Tongass National Forests, with nearly $4.3 million of that going to trail work around Juneau, Yakutat, Hoonah, Sitka, Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Prince of Wales Island. Forest Service spokesman Ray Massey says the money will provide jobs in the region.
We're really happy to have the money, and we're really happy to be able to pass it along to local companies or corporations that can employ locals to do this work. A lot of this is, you know, hard work. We're talking, you know, resurfacing trails that are relatively remote and repairing bridges. So it's all, you know, it's going to be hard work for some companies, and it'll hopefully provide work for people that may have been out of work during the recession, you know, heavy equipment operators in some cases, or people who do handwork.
$1.2 million will pay for new gravel, planking, and bridges at Annan Creek, a popular bear viewing site south of Wrangell, as well as maintenance work on five pathways around Ketchikan. Another $1.6 million will be split between projects on Prince of Wales Island and near Sitka and Petersburg. The money will pay for the reconstruction of the Petersburg Mountain Trail and anti-slip tread installation on the Three Lakes Trail on central Mitkoff Island. It will also pay for reconstruction of 1 mile of the One Duck Trail close to Heidelberg and bridge replacement on the Beaver Lake Trail near Sitka. Massey says the money will make the pathways safer.
A lot of the cases we had bridges that were deteriorating and becoming public safety hazards. The ones at Annan, I know the OHV trails over on Mud Bay, there on Kruzoff west of Sitka and the Admiralty Island, a lot of footbridges and a lot of their, you know how our trails are in the southeast. It gets wet, they get slippery, they need new gravel surfaces, or they need new planking with anti-skid on them. And a lot of that's happening in order to make them safe, you know, for foot travel.
Just over $1 million will upgrade 12 miles on six different hiking trails in Misty Fjords National Monument near Ketchikan, Admiralty National Monument south of Juneau, and a trail by Hoonah. That work will go to the Southeast Alaska Guidance Association, or SAGA, a nonprofit that employs youth on recreation projects. Scott Young is SAGA's Director of Programs.
We're always happy to find out that one of our partners, in this case the Forest Service, has gotten some funding to do the work on the trails, which is the kind of work that SAGA's been doing for almost 25 years. So very happy to find out that they've got the funding to do some of those projects that need to be done for all of us who live here and our visitors, and also that we're happy to see that our name is actually on listed for two of those major projects.
SAGA hires young people signed up with AmeriCorps, a domestic public service program. SAGA employs about 120 young people each year on projects throughout the state. This year that includes 28 Alaskans, and Young says they'd like to hire more.
AmeriCorps as a national program is itself tripling in size in the next 5 years. So we're, as an organization, trying to decide, you know, how quickly and how much do we want to grow. And the other one is, because more of that stimulus ARRA money is coming into our usual partner agencies, they're having the ability to offer us more work to do, and that means we can probably bring in more young people to help do those things.
He says SAGA may also bid on some of the other projects funded by the stimulus money. The federal funding will also mean $1.5 million to reconstruct 4 miles of an off-road vehicle trail near the Dangerous River by Yakutat, and also installation of new bridges on Kruzoff Island ATV trails west of Sitka. Other money will go to improvements for the Trail of Time near Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. Money will also pay for improvements at National Forest Visitor Centers in Juneau, Ketchikan, and the Portage Valley. Outside of Southeast, money will pay for improving the Russian River Angler Trail, the Iditarod National Historic Trail, and the Whistle Stop Project on the Kenai Peninsula. The bulk of the work is likely to start sometime next year at the earliest. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.